Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. Then coming up, oops, Ryerson suspect released. Was he framed? Of course, and I told you, they always launch an anthrax or Ryerson attack during the terror attack to make Congress be part of the narrative like they're victims, too. That's the script, and I told you that would end up being fake. They always have multiple patsies. They'll probably kill the third patsy. For some reason, they're pathological. Big Sis pushes citizenship for illegals. Politico, immigration law would secure Democratic victories for generation electoral shift. Tying it to a racial system, tying it to socialism, tying it to the globalist conquering of America. That's what that is, divide and conquer. Shelley, thanks for holding. You want to talk about gun control and martial law? Thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. Got a question for you. This is about population control. I remember you and Joel Skousen talking about the government's need to disarm the country and to get as many on welfare as possible before they drop the hammer on the citizens. So my question is about one of those hammers. Would you agree that there is a connection between the DHS buildup and the race for martial law and the comet Ison that astrophysicist James McCanney says has the risk of sending an EMP and knocking out our grid system, causing all kind of chaos and mass deaths over time, and the government's need to maintain as much control as possible before this event occurs?
Well, man, there's a lot of people worried about EMPs. They try to predict them, or solar flares. They do happen. It is a threat, but it's always right around the corner. And so it's basically used as a way to always, oh, it's the end of the world. You know, so what? Why should I be involved anyways? So that's what I see on that front. Basically, the government's gearing up with all this police state because they've already stolen all the money. They're bringing in a world government. We're being cold-bloodedly conquered right now. And they're going to bring in populations from all over the world that are accustomed to living as slaves who will then accept, you know, being slaves. America is going into bondage because the New World Order is all about global slavery, global bondage, and they can't have any, you know, of us being free when everybody else is slaves.
Okay, so you don't really, you think that this is a peripheral issue with this comet Ison?
Absolutely, it's pure crap.
Okay, all right.
No, but I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, they have real asteroids, real comets that come by, real things hit us. But you're just always hearing it's the end of the world with 2012, and it's always the end of the world. And it's just like, it's a serialized deal people do. It's the end of humanity happening incrementally right now. It's the slow death that's hard to beat. Our shields are up for the big frontal assault. It's the slow knife that slips through our shield. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you for the call, ma'am. And don't think I'm poo-pooing you for bringing that up. I'm glad you brought it up. Lucy, in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling about an article you had on InfoWars yesterday about the younger brother and what he posted on Facebook.
Yes.
There's a lot more to that story. I actually saw the posting early that morning before he was arrested. And I wanted to get a hold of you to send you some photos of the pages that they replaced his with. Do you have your tip line?
Yes, we'll put you on hold, guys. You have the tip line hanging up on the wall in there, and we can give that tip line number out to you, ma'am.
Okay. Would you like to know what happened?
Sure, you're on the air.
That morning, I went on Facebook to look at his page because I was reading an article on MSN that said he used social media, and I was just curious about him. And I saw the posting that he made, and so I showed it to my son, and then I went and wrote it down. I should have taken a photo of it, but you have the photo of it already. Then I looked up his brother's page, and that one was basically empty. There wasn't any photos or pictures of his friends or anything on it, so I went back to, what's his name, Johan?
All right, well, thank you. Very interesting. We'll look into it.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand.
People just aren't awake.
Don't.
We've been raised watching television. I call it television sickness. And we all suffer from it. You go out in public, people don't even talk to each other. All they do is just click their iPads and iPhones made by slaves in China. And we're turning away from our humanity. We're in a desperate situation. I have a stack of news here about what's happening to us physically. People call that negative. I'm supposed to just turn away from everybody, turn away from myself, turn away from my futures, my children's future, and just embrace all the liars and all the weird psycho scum like Janet Napolitano that craves running our life and just turn our world over to the very worst people. Janet Napolitano, immigration bill, important step, though obviously she hasn't read the 800-page bill. Politico says it will cause a generational shift, a guaranteed democratic takeover of everything. It's globalist takeover to foreigners. Hey, come in, we'll give you free stuff because you come from countries where no guns are allowed and you're slaves. You want to help bring down America? Come on. And if you actually downloaded info into these foreigners about liberty and freedom and taught them, it wouldn't be that big of a problem. But it's just the end of the country. But, I mean, by then it won't even matter, folks. The globalists are accelerating their entire program so fast right now to pull everything down and then have national security states around them protecting them while they implode you and your family as an act of domination and control. And I just look at the slug-like, demonic, evil, with her Superman, you know, hair and everything, of Janet Napolitano and all her lies and all the stuff she stages. And it's all just filth. Just filth ruling over us. Internet security bill, the total takeover into free speech. CISPA moves to the Senate. Employees will be forced to divulge Facebook passwords. That's because the companies are all going to be being paid to data mine you. It's all about getting paid to spy to make it ubiquitous, then the law, then not pay you anymore. It's how slavery works. It just continues on from that point. And good people are standing down, and criminality is just overrunning us at every level. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Paul in Ontario, Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Oh, I kind of got into a ranting mood today.
Oh, I noticed. Anyways, you had a post up on InfoWars. It was a link to the Opie and Anthony show. I just thought it was an innocuous clip. I ended up listening at the 250 mark while this eyewitness is recounting his experience. You hear a police radio in the background.
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't even know why Steve Watson, I think he was updating this morning, even put that up. I mean, because it says eyewitness, you know, recounts. And it's funny, I listened to it this morning, it sounds like a cop putting out an official story. And we've seen a lot of that because there's a lot of other witnesses saying they ran over the guy with the car, they shot him up, things like that. And so, yeah, you're right. I actually heard that in there, and I remember noticing, and I was driving in the morning listening to that clip. I had it plugged into my dash, listening to the YouTube video, and I heard that as well.
Yeah, at about the four-minute mark, there's another point where he says, and this was show was on Monday, and the event was Friday, right? There's one point where he says, oh, my truck is probably riddled with bullet holes. What, did you couldn't go outside all Friday, so you decided not to go out Saturday, Sunday, or Monday morning? He didn't drive? He didn't even go check on his car?
You know, it's funny, and I'm also bashed on the clip, which I don't mind. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I did notice all that. Yes, sir, I did notice that. I meant to make a note of it. In fact, I'll give people the exact headline. I think it's like witness to shootout, or it'll be in the archive, the featured news archive link, guys, there, and I'll come show you where it is.
Not significant as anything else you said. I just figured it's another piece of the puzzle. Why not throw it out there, right?
Yeah, I actually thought I heard that, what you said. I'm just so busy, I never even checked into it. So it looks like even though, I mean, maybe Steve Watson was trying to, quote, show both sides. I don't know, because we had witnesses up there yesterday saying they, you know, laid him out, basically shot him up and ran the car over him. But government wouldn't do that. I mean, they do medical experiments on little kids and murder them, but that's loving. In fact, I maybe we should have a national day of thanks for all the troops the government nerve gassed to death in different programs like Porting Down and Project Shad and other stuff. I mean, yeah, there it is. Eyewitness describes Watertown shootout. And guys, go to the 250 mark, you said?
Yeah, 250 to 3 minutes. There's a police radio going on. And about 4 minutes is where he makes the remark about his car.
Yeah. Well, the police don't engage in psyops. So I think we should worship government. Thank you for the call. Very extreme phone call there. I mean, we all heard the police say, let's burn his cabin down, burn that down, burn that bleeper down, burn it down. Okay, we're getting the fire to burn it down. Okay, we're placing the fire. It's ignited. It's burning down. But first they said that those tapes weren't real. And they said, well, they're real, but we didn't mean that. And everything's fine. And again, I say take more shots and drink more fluoride water and eat more GMO, even though it kills the rats in the studies. Okay, Samuel in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I haven't listened to you guys over the past couple of days, and I don't know if you noticed this, but if you look at the two pictures of Boston bombing suspects that they have with the backpacks on, one of them has a gray backpack, the other one has a white backpack, but the backpack with the bomb in it was black.
Yep, no. Both the bombs were in black backpacks, and we had people there at the scene with the exact same backpacks. And you had everybody there with black backpacks because it was part of the drill so that nobody found the real bomb. And then the CNN was quick to say Well, they unzipped it with the pressure cooker, but we're doing a behind-the-scenes study with that very pressure cooker. Looks like you couldn't cram it in there and then put it in another backpack. Plus, they had small backpacks. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah. Another thing that I forgot to tell while they were asking me what I was going to say is this is actually more about the Federal Reserve. I don't know if you ever heard of Executive Order 1110.
Yeah, Kennedy signed it, and one month later they blew his head off in front of everybody, and they had guys lined up with guns like a firing squad, and over 100 people saw it, and then so they murdered all those people, and it's even on the film, you see the puffs of smoke, and if you've been at the grassy knoll, I mean, it's like 30 yards to Kennedy, and everybody saw it, the policemen all ran up there, but, you know, government loves this, sir. I mean, look, the government, again, taking foster children and murdering them in radiation and pesticide tests, even just a few years ago, is loving. So they would never kill a president. Okay.
Another thing I just want to say, I probably listen to you almost every day, and I'm actually 14 years old, and, you know, when I first started talking about stuff like this, people, you know, it was kind of annoying or embarrassing, but I just learned not to care anymore, you know, you probably have so many people that hate you or make fun of you or call you crazy or stuff like this. But, you know,
they're the ones that are crazy. Look at this CNS news story. Teacher sues school over suspension for weapons charge, showing students gardening tools to teach them how to garden. You know, I mean, I saw a story where the valedictorian got her degree, her diploma taken for a year, had to go back to school because on the last day of school, she brought a pie, I think it was key lime, to school to go to her teacher's after-school party. You know, that's the teacher's pet, to cut it up and give pie. But the good news is that the security guard walked by, saw the plastic pixie butter knife, and made the arrest. And then I saw another case where it was salutatory and had a was moving out that next day to go to college. They were already getting into summer school college, you know, the salutatorian. And she, again, had a set of knives, forks, and spoons with butter knives with a slightly serrated edge. The security guard, the slave guard, saw that, and the arrest was made. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've all heard about those stories. Isn't that good, sir? You don't want to be an extremist, do you?
Back in 40s, no one hated guns. I don't understand. When did we fail our generation with weapons? I mean, weapons are not.
Sir, here's the deal. None of it makes sense because it's not meant to. Psych warfare chiefs, whose religion is eugenics, are in control. And they've got delusions of grandeur, how they're going to merge with machines and live forever. I don't know if that's really going to happen. That's their public plan. Ray Kurzweil, all of them. Watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. All the big billionaires that are in the globalist club give tens of millions a year to these big laboratories and think tanks. Because when you got everything, what do you want? More life. What does Roy Batty want at Tyrell Corporation in Blade Runner? What's he want? What's he want, Samuel?
I don't know.
I want more life.
And then
he adds an expletive to it.
Mm-hmm. New Jersey is the worst. Because, I mean, I went down to Cabela's in Pennsylvania and bought a BB gun. It was like $50. I go down to a sporting goods in New Jersey, see the same exact BB gun with a state-of-the-art trigger guard with bulletproof glass on it, so no one can get to the BB gun. I mean, it's a BB gun.
No. Citizens with the image of a gun must be illegalized. Illegalized, I'm inventing words. You know, must be made illegal. But then government armed to the teeth, violating our rights, that must be made the ambrosia of liberty. See, USA, USA Liberty is a city under martial law with housewives being drug out at gunpoint and cops shoving them up against walls in the sacrament of power. Because if they can shove you up against a wall, they can take your kids. And if they can do that for no reason, they can make you take shots. And they can take your bank account because you're not needed anymore. And those cops aren't going to be needed anymore soon with the robots and the robotics and the drones and the drone submarines, the drone ships, the drone aircraft, the combat robots on the ground. It's over. The decision's been made to poison us, dumb us down, just put out so much garbage on media, no one can tell the difference between real death and simulated death, for just a bunch of brainwashed zombies drooling, waiting for the end. Well, not me. I'm not going down without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. And it's an info war. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's go to Jeff and Julie. And we'll go to Marty and Jim and many others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Wake up or lay down and die.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit YourBugOutPlan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to YourBugOutPlan.com on the web right now, YourBugOutPlan.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. I'll get into more news coming up, and I will spend a few minutes talking about Oblivion, but I'm so wound up now I may do it on the nightly news tonight. Do it properly. And we're going to play a clip coming up. It's on DrudgeReport.com at the news website Politico.com, and it's titled Ted Cruz asks Janet Napolitano if she's read the immigration bill. So we're going to cover that. Right now, let's go to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, turn your radio off, bud. Do me a favor. Okay, that's not going to work. They got
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead.
Hey, I've been awake since about, when George Bush Jr. became our president. And I got awake when he wouldn't close the borders down, when he said, oh, all the terrorists were coming in and the guy wouldn't close the borders. And I'd be like, okay, there's supposed to be a terrorist threat, but you won't close our borders?
No, I mean, it's just all totally meant to be transparent. They're just training us. They're going to ask for mass sacrifice of our kids soon publicly. I'm telling you. People don't believe that. They're already saying kill babies up to age 3. Ha, 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 the baby drowned in the toilet. Kill the babies. Kill, kill, kill. You know, I mean, it's just a bunch of sick freaks.
And you're right. And the Illuminati, I did a video called 2012 Illuminati Movie and Game Awards. And I showed in all these movies with G.I. Joe, with Cobra taking over the White House, with Bruce Wayne being in a FEMA camp, with the game, what is it called? Rainbow Six Patriots. Have you seen that game?
No, but I've heard about it, where they put you in camps and torture people.
No, in the game, if you look up the trailer when you get a chance and show it, it shows the Patriots strapping a bomb to a banker and saying, we're tired of you bankers controlling the U.S. We patriots need to take over, and they throw the banker out of the window and blow him up. And the patriots are the bad guys.
Yeah, but I think on that show and a bunch of others, that video game, there's a bunch of them, because I've seen the clips where the patriots are the terrorists, but also get put in the camp, and then you torture the militia man as a U.S. Army person to save the children.
Yeah, I haven't seen all that, but also with the movie Hunger Games, to me, that's a movie that's just showing where they want the U.S. to go.
No, that's actually in the U.N. Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, the full one. I have screenshots of my film Road to Tyranny. I had to go to UT to get the actual document, you know, the full document, not just the boil down. And it said, we want to bring in world government and reestablish gladiatorial games and human sacrifice to reduce world population.
And also, you were talking about internment resettlement. Well, I go to the website and type it in, and guess what comes up? GoArmy.com, career and jobs, internment resettlement specialist.
And in it, it shows how to process your social security number, how to break the families up, and how to put, it says people that, you know, that are politically a problem, how to, quote, re-educate them. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I may read, the job duties are supervision of confinement and detention operations, internal security to facilities, and this one kind of blew my mind, counseling guidance to individual prisoners within a rehabilitation program. Nice.
Yes, sir, I hear you.
All right. Well, thank you, Alex.
We're going to go back to more of your phone calls here. You know, we're just doing our best to get people thinking, to get people understanding what's happening and what's going on in our society. And today we played earlier in the show three different clips that Darren McBreen put together. We played those a lot for people on air that show all the martial law stuff going on. One of them's called Home Searches. There you go. And for TV viewers, and people pointing guns at you, and people being drug out of their houses, and drugreport.com is linked to these videos and articles right now. And this physically gets to me, because I know this is real. I know this is happening. This isn't about entertainment. It's not about a show. It's not about they use the Muslim threat that they manufactured as the pretext to set up a police state that's always been aimed at us. And it's all about a bunch of guys playing soldier. They're the new superclass. We're the general public scum. Government is God. They get the red carpet. They're the movie stars. We're going to go to break and come back with Julie, Marty, Chris, and Jim. That'll be it for calls until the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. I want to hit a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. But, hey, don't forget this is all going on. Here's Huffington Post celebrating on Sunday. California gun confiscation bill passes. This is not an Alex Jones article. They're very proud of it. Approves $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure. And it says if you've ever visited a psychologist, period, you'll have your guns taken. You're being declared mentally ill. And many different semi-autos are illegal, period. So you'll be getting SWAT team raided to scare everybody else and turning them in, SB 140. And that's just the beginning of the funding. They do not obtain search warrants. It actually says that. They're very proud of that in the article right here. It actually says do not obtain search warrants. There's no more warrants. Fourth Amendment's gone for that as well. And it's just all the new freedom. So I hope you all enjoy that. They're the model. But no one wants your guns, though. And this is not an assault. Don't run. We are your friends. And the Tet Offensive, I am.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't want to spend all day on the film Oblivion that I saw last night because I got a bunch of news to get to in your calls. And I pretty much did the review in the first hour because I always talk about something coming up and then just do it right there on the spot because all the data is right there. I'm not really a Tom Cruise fan. And I know about him behind the scenes, you know, telling old friends and stuff, I won't be your friend anymore unless you join Scientology. that separately, the directors and the writers who wrote it together, Joseph Kaczynski and Arvid Nelson, most of the reviews out there, in fact, I printed off some of them right here, come out and say that, you know, Oblivion occupies an awkward no man's land between escapist space adventure and heavy science fiction, but it's neither thrilling enough nor intellectually stimulating enough to satisfy devotees of either. That's NPR. Coming from the Black Pyramid, that's what I'd expect it to say. New York Post, Oblivion is one of those movies in which the main source of interest is simply in figuring out what's actually going on, though when you do, your reaction is bound to be a shrug. It's pleasantly complicated, head-spinning plot based on the director Joseph Kaczynski's graphic novel is asking a little too much. Was Cruz trying to beat out fellow Scientologist John Travolta for the honor of starring in the dumbest sci-fi epic ever? I mean, folks, almost all the reviews are incredibly negative concerning Oblivion. And what I'm going to do is, because I recorded a bunch of points last night and this morning that I wanted to write down, and I only got to like one of the sheets, and we're just running out of time here. I got too much important news to cover. This movie just absolutely, and I don't just say this, I mean, I study what the globalists write and say to the point of just not even knowing what to do anymore. I mean, their open criminal operation against us is so diabolical, so public, so disgusting, so crazy. We're living in a science fiction movie. And what do you think devil worshippers would do with a bunch of high technology? They try to exterminate the majority of the public, merge with machines, and become gods. That's it. And that's the reason you see this in so many science fiction films and so many things, is that is what they're into. That's what they believe. But usually it's done from a two-sided position like The Matrix and the Wachowski brothers. This film and the two gentlemen that wrote it, that have only been in Hollywood about 6-7 years and done a lot of really impressive work, it's their graphic talent that brought them to the point of being able to put out their first major film, and it's a tour de force. It is a anti-Illuminati tour de force. And people just do not get the archetypes. I mean, I remember when Episode 3 came out, Revenge of the Sith, which, you know, those are cheesy movies for children. You know, I'm more a fan of the cheesy dialogue, you know, kind of like I'm a fan of Airplane. You know, it's not like I'm saying it's some great thing. It's just that the archetypes in it are important, though, even in something like Airplane, you know, from a comedy perspective. The archetypes in Episode 3 are the best of all the films. This senator has become the head of the Senate by staging terror attacks on himself, and then he uses the police state to wipe out the Jedi and end the Republic. And then I saw the film and couldn't believe it, and then Lucas came out and talked about it and said, this is what's really going on with 9-11, obviously a 9-11 truther. You say what you want about Lucas, you know, he's a big fan of THX-1138. Well, he made THX-1138. That's kind of a remake adaptation of Brave New World, which is actually a real transhumanist globalist plan, 1932, Aldous Huxley, carried out by the main head of the World Eugenics Society, Julian Huxley, his brother, to later be the head of the United Nations UNESCO program, which is the real head of the UN. That's the Eugenics Department for World Standardization for Agenda 21 projects. So exhausting to know. I mean, it's just like, I start talking about this and thousands of data points open up as the frustration. So they believe that they're going to become godmen. They believe they're setting all this up. And they're following 1850s is when this was hatched. So 160 plus years. They are following a program hatched by Galton, spun off from Malthus, Sir Malthus, and picked up then kind of in the age of science fiction, projecting with a Fabian socialist what could be possible. And then what man imagines, man can later build, and they've come to the consensus, as so many of their writers have talked about. I talk about Why the Future Doesn't Need Us a lot in Wired Magazine, April 2000, Bill Joy. talked about it hundreds of times because you can go read that. He goes to a globalist conference. There's 200 top tech people there. They have a discussion. Do we kill everybody? That's better for the earth. Or do we let people just play video games all day and become fat blobs like Wally? You know, where it's a computerized system taking care of people that can't even walk. And that's where it's going. No, they're not going to put you in the trance state so you can drink pina coladas on the deck of a Star Cruiser. They're already killing us. The decision has been made. And they're going towards a hotter program. And by a hotter program, a faster program. And I know I just keep like an emergency beacon going, emergency, emergency, emergency. To the point of, I just can't be around people who don't take this serious anymore. And you know what? I can become really aggressive, too, and everything, because I'm in combat, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm right. And it is so exhausting to care about humanity, to care about you and your family, to care about you and your children, because I just want survival. I mean, I'm right about this. And you have to make the decision to research it so you know what's going on. Everyone I know all over the country has been sick for a year. I have seen more sickness in people I know and people in town, everyone they know, in the last 8 months. And it's same, and there's numbers out. I've got numbers out. The deaths, the obesity, the sickness, the allergies, they're killing us. Exactly what you see, first-generation rodents fed one GMO crop. Every GMO crop does this. It's cross-species. Or, well, they're all cross-species that produce their own poison. I mean, you know. Let me explain something. If bees can't eat the pollen off a corn plant because it kills them because it grows its own pesticide, but you're supposed to be able to eat that, I mean, most of our livers are the size of baby stingrays right now. I mean, we are under mega attack, ladies and gentlemen, and I am just a desperate, primitive human. And by primitive, that's more advanced than what we are now. I'm just a primitive person with life force directives that is just sitting here going, oh, my God, they're openly admitting this whole program. And then I see something like Oblivion that the more I mean, just every 30 seconds was a different archetype message. And it was all positive. And it was about rebirth and regeneration and, you know, the children, but also in the genetics, there being memories, which has been proven, and the cold-blooded psychopath system versus love and the soul and how compartmentalization is used to control everybody. And It is just beyond insane. And I just feel an overriding responsibility to try to stop this. I mean, I can hardly be around my children because they're so innocent, they're so good, and it doesn't even make me angry when I think about the New World Order now. It is so evil. And most of the people that are part of it are just egomaniacs on power trips. And I think about how the technocrats have done this through compartmentalization, through testing, and they're able to see what people do in local departments to then promote them to state and then federal, then international. And when you get to the top of the pyramid, they just write books about us talking about how we're animals they're going to kill. And then I even talk to yuppies, and they go, yeah, we are dumb, ugly animals. Humanity's ugly and dumb, and we need to die. And I said, but if I right now tried to kill you, you would fight for your life and call the police. And they don't even know what to say. They're like, I say this to people, like, are you threatening me? And I go, don't be an intellectual dimwit. You're supposed to be this big, smart liberal who's really an authoritarian. You know, you just said we all need to die, but you're going to fight if I attack you, right? Well, of course I am. And I go, well, then why have you bought into something? You don't just say you're part of this and then not really be part of it. Plus, you're not part of it. I mean, how many times, how many different ways do I have to say this to you? I mean, mean, the globalists are opening the borders up to the entire collapsed world that they have collapsed with their policies, bringing in people with no history of freedom to say you get your freedom by bringing down the Second Amendment. That is taught now as a sacrament to Latin Americans coming in, that you're going to have your victory over the gringos when you get their guns. When it should be, hey, if you want to come to America, that's one thing. The government isn't your friend. You deserve guns. You deserve freedom. But they're tying their rebellion and their liberty to taking everybody's guns and America being like Mexico or Nigeria. Just like they're tying USA, USA, America to having your hands up at your house and being treated like a slave and having the cops, you know, slam your wife up against the wall just so they could exercise power and basically plant the flag on Boston. You see, the new civil right is giving up all your liberties. The new civil right is being a slave. People can be taught to love their servitude, as Aldous Huxley said in 1962 at Berkeley. And they have been. And it's just disgusting. You're taught to be a totally domesticated jellyfish who can't even play with a water gun. Your dad has his guns taken when there's not even a law. They just do it. That's called martial law. But then the police can come around and come to your door, and you open it, and they point guns at you and shove you up against the wall when you're a black guy or you're a blonde guy. I watched countless videos of somebody go out to their car to get something, and the cops would run up and shove them up against the deal, and the guy would go like, hey, obviously look nothing like the suspect, and the cop would slam their head into the car. It's just a police riot. People driving around who've always wanted to beat everybody up, now they can come into everybody's neighborhood and do it. Mentally ill people. Mentally ill. Mentally ill. They never get tired of dominating people. They never get tired of bullying people. They never get tired. They never get tired. They never get tired. And that's what this is all about. It's about turning loose every nobody and giving them government power to make us their slaves. And again, I'll add the proviso, not all police are bad. No, but in areas where they've got control, they can get away with anything. And they are getting away. And then Bloomberg, an obvious craven scumbag, running around saying we got to get rid of the Constitution to keep you safe. The Constitution is what has produced any bit of liberty we have, or a man just can't be disappeared because the emperor says, take him away. Now, let's go to this clip of Janet Napolitano being asked by Senator Ted Cruz. I got to say, Ted Cruz was even ready to come on this show when he was running for Senate, and I didn't like some of the things he did in state government. So even though I hated the guy he was running against, I didn't have him on. We interviewed him at the Capitol, so it was on the nightly news. But I tell you, I'm as impressed with what he's been doing as I've been with Rand Paul. I'll try to get Ted Cruz on. He's probably too good for us now. I'm joking, as people say, don't go on the Radical Show. I was trying to get Rand Paul back. I don't know Ron Paul's on Thursday. I'm really impressed with Ted Cruz. Let's go ahead and see if Janet's read the 800-page bill. Here it is.
My office received the text of this bill at 2:25 a.m. on Wednesday, April 17th, 5 days ago. The bill is 844 pages long. It is dealing with a very complicated topic. And my first question is, when did your office receive a copy of the bill as filed?
About 3 o'clock in the morning. I think that's about right.
In the 5 days since then, when you have obviously been heavily focused on matters such as the Boston bombing, and quite properly focused on matters such as that, have you had the time to read all 844 pages of the bill?
Actually, I have read the bill. I know many sections of the bill fairly well, so I was able to skim those sections, but I have been able to review the bill, yes, sir.
Well, okay, then that has been a busy weekend for you.
Total bull.
Yes, sir. Very busy.
Oh, yes. I bet it was busy with the stuff that goes on at your house. I bet. Oh, we know what happens to the men at your office. I mean, what a monster. Total witchy-poo lies. Yeah, and that bill's 300 and something with hundreds of pages of supplementals. We have to go read the code. It's the SOPA that was 800 plus that people had a couple hours to read.
Yes, sir, I did read that.
Thank you, Mr. Napolitano. Thank you for the... I'm not making fun of women that look like men. It's just that why do all the women in the federal government need to look like women that look like men? I mean, is it like... Maybe she's an alien. Maybe Janet Reno and her, like an alien spacecraft, came to Earth, kidnapped some people, you know, with the teleporter beams, and then just kind of made two or three models. And maybe it's like Mars Attack, but it's not like a hot blonde that comes to the White House. You unzip, you know, the green alien puts on like an outfit, and there's kind of like two or three sizes, and it's a woman with a deep voice with a short haircut with a white splash in it or something. And then the aliens like to make, you know, men do weird sexual stuff at the White House, I mean, at the Justice Department. And they make men stay in the toilet and scream at them and yell at them all day and run around on power trips while taking copious amounts of testosterone. I mean, you might as well be an alien. I mean, I don't know. You can't get in the federal government now unless you look and act like Janet Napolitano. I mean, I want to know.
Yes, sir, I did read that.
I mean, you know what? I think she's an imposter. I say the head of Homeland Security is from planet Pop-Tart. And that it came here in the tent. Well, they're right back. Stay with us. Your call's coming up. And more news straight ahead. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. This is reality-based radio.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, my issue is this. I know stage media events when I see it. I know when they're pushing something. I mean, that's obvious. You know it, too. And I just know the globalists are a bunch of horrible criminals that need to be bound down by the Constitution, as the founder said. And I know that all of the good of this country is bleeding out. And, again, it makes me upset that other people are like, oh, take it easy. Well, that's the attitude that slaves have. There are a lot of countries where people say, hey, take it easy, and they're slaves. So if you don't like aggressive men that get angry about becoming slaves, you don't want to be an American. That's what it comes down to. There's breaking news at InfoWars.com. Bunch of breaking news. I said I'd go to calls. Let's go to Clint. No, who's all the longest? Marty in Mass. You're on the air. Go ahead, listening on XM 166.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's up? Keep on the Patriots. And I got to say that I just heard you briefly said, I just heard the Congress, their wives contract to spy on the American people. And the liberal left maybe do the same thing. And she goes on XM 168. Have you heard of Randy Rhodes? She might be doing the same thing, spy on the individual.
Well, I mean, they use computers to do it. Yeah, there's a bunch of members of Congress whose wives and husbands, and David Knight listed some the other day in a report, where companies they head up get, you know, in one case, $10 billion contract. And then who knows what they'll get out of that? Probably, you know, $50 million, $100 million, who knows? But it's usually, you know, those type of numbers. I mean, again, insider trading. They passed a law saying they could insider trade, so they passed another law saying, well, if we get a waiver, we can, from their own ethics committee. And then the head of the ethics committee's wife is involved in this stuff. And then now they got another law passed getting rid of that, so they're back to insider trading. I mean, they do stuff, let's not exaggerate, 5,000 times. I mean, just infinitely bigger than what Martha Stewart did. And they don't go to jail. That's what I mean. I mean, they're crooks. They've gotten away with everything. And now we're wondering why they're getting away with even more. Because we're, Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you will accept. That's a Thomas Jefferson quote. And that's exactly true. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Jim in Arkansas, you're on the air, sir.
Alex, been listening to you since we 15 years ago when we get you on shortwave only. It's great to talk to you. I got a few things I'll go through real quick, and if you would maybe comment on some of them. I noticed on the Texas explosion down there, the first word I heard of it, the BATF was already there to get to the bottom of that.
Well, they got to the bottom of Fast and Furious in Oklahoma City. Bless their little hearts.
When I saw it, I thought, well, we'll get the truth out of that pretty quick. And then the other thing that's bothered me for quite some time about the NDA.
By the way, I don't know how I do it. I said this guy's a patsy, mailing the poison, the ricin, and I said, watch, they'll arrest two or three more by the time they're done, and that's now happened. I mean, look, they follow handbooks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's scripted.
Yeah, it's all scripted.
The other thing is, I've given all my Constitution booklets away that I got from you, but doesn't the Constitution allow for the Congress to mark people, which is, in other words, it takes an act of Congress to designate someone an enemy of the state and to deal with them. Isn't that included in the Constitution?
Yes.
It's a wonderful document.
And instead, they've handed that authority over to the bureaucracy, which they're not allowed to do. You can't do that. You can't. Number one, you have to have a constitutional convention to do that. Okay, they can't just pass a law doing that. It's unconstitutional.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.